Dictation 26, 6th of January, patient Barbara Halverson, H-A-L-V-E-R-S-O-N. Barbara Halverson was seen for follow-up of type 2 diabetes. Pre-paragraph on this visit comments, she had no major complaints, but stated that her blood sugars were higher because of the recent holidays. Pre-paragraph, hemoglobin A1C today is 7.2%, comma, higher than previously. Pre-paragraph, examination, the blood pressure is 124 over 72 and weight 215 pounds, comma, increased by 7 since previous visit period. Heart sounds are normal, those were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Period. Paragraph. She continues on Janumet, 1,000 milligrams daily, in addition to Diavent for hypertension. Paragraph. I began the structure with regards to diet and exercise, in addition to continuing my current program. Paragraph. Follow within a 3 month time as planned. Paragraph. Next patient. Mary Albus, A-L-B-U-S. Mary Albus continues to follow up for insulin-dependent diabetes, comma, treated with an insulin pump. Paragraph. Overall, her control had been reasonable up until recently when, comma, because of the holidays, comma, her blood sugars have increased. Paragraph. The most recent hemoglobin A1C is 8.2%, comma, higher than optimal. Paragraph. On examination, the blood pressure was 10 over 62 and 853 pounds. Period. The heart sounds and normal are clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. Her pump program has again been evaluated, and minor changes made to her basal and bolus programs. Paragraph. I've asked her to return for routine follow-up visit in about 3 months, and in the meantime, I've cautioned her with regards to proper eating habits and continuing exercise. Paragraph. Next patient. Next patient. N-G-A-N-G-I-E, Hotchkiss, H-O-T-C-H-K-I-S-S. Angie Hotchkiss was seen in the office recently for follow-up of hypothyroidism. Paragraph. On this visit, comma, she had no specific complaints, and since her previous visit, felt quite improved. Paragraph. She's lost about 21 pounds in weight and is now 141 pounds. Paragraph. That sounds normal. Lungs are clear. The peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. The free T4 0.95 and TSH 0.05 come both within acceptable levels. Paragraph. I've asked her to continue on levothyroxine 0.15 milligrams, comma, 6 days per week, comma, with a follow-up visit in 6 months. Paragraph. Next patient. Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Crowell, K-R-A-L. Kimberly Crowell was seen for follow-up of hypothyroidism subsequent to previous surgery. Paragraph. On this visit, comma, there were no major complaints relative to the thyroid, and specifically, she's not aches or cramps or shakes or tremors. Paragraph. She's had recent problems with hot flashes, and this is secondary to menopausal change. Paragraph. Her blood pressure is 122 over 17, 844 pounds. Period. The heart sounds are normal, lungs are clear, and the peripheral examination otherwise grossly intact. Paragraph. Free T4 is 1.18 and TSH 0.02, comma. Indicating that she is taking slightly too much thyroid hormone. Paragraph. I've asked her to decrease the levothyroxine to 6 pills per week and follow up in 6 months. Paragraph. Next patient. Next patient, Donald Hartwick, H-A-R-T-W-I-C-K. Donald Hartwick, her chance to follow up with type 2 diabetes. Paragraph. On this visit, comma, it was noted that his blood sugars were elevated recently because of illness secondary to allergy problems for which he required steroid treatments. For paragraph. Today he feels much better and states that his blood sugars are coming under better control now that he's no longer taking steroids. For paragraph. His blood pressure is 160 over 72 and weight 207 pounds. Here the heart sounds and normals are clear and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. For paragraph. I have again instruction with regards to diet and exercise for a continuous current program of Janumet 51,000 milligrams twice daily in addition to simvastatin, and I've asked her to return follow-up in 3 months. Paragraph. Next patient.